Last Thursday, the St. Louis County Sheriff called Seeds of Hope Youth Ranch in Duluth to rescue four horses and two ponies from a property up the shore. And on the line with us this morning is Russ Crook. He and his wife, Wendy Crook, have Seeds of Hope Ranch. Russ, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
So how did you come to have the horses at your ranch? How did they come to be brought to you?
Well, as you said, St. Louis County Sheriff's Department called us and asked if we'd be interested in helping out. And I went and assessed the situation, and I couldn't refuse. They were in pretty dire straits. They were on a property in Duluth Township that never should have had animals on it to begin with. The horses were split up. There were two of them, one small pen that were waddling in manure up to their knees. And with down trees in it, it was not good. There was one other horse in another pasture or pen that was all swamp and towards a small shelter. It was solid manure. She was in almost up to her belly. In the shelter, there was one three-year-old stud colt and the two ponies. They were in real small enclosures. The stud colt was probably in a 6x8 enclosure. The ponies were in even smaller enclosures. Manure was 3 feet deep in there. And the stud colt was loose in the pen he was in. The other two ponies were tied to a post. So I could not refuse taking them.
Does anybody know how long they were in conditions like this? Does the sheriff's office have any information about that?
He did not, and I don't know. I know that the horses had not been handled, just from our experience getting them out of there. So the one pony, I think, had been handled a little bit, but the other horses, I mean, they're just wild. We had a tough time getting them out, tough time loading them.
Was there any food available for them?
When I showed up there, there were two bales of hay sitting on the ground by the driveway, but you couldn't see in the pastures themselves. You could see no remnants of hay on the ground or anything. In the barn, likewise, no. As hungry as the horses were, if they had been given something, they'd have scarfed up every little blade of grass or hay. But
So
honestly don't know.
You got them and you brought them back to Seeds of Hope, and the first thing to do was to get them cleaned off. And you found, in particular with the ponies, and I'm thinking about that red horse, that their condition was probably looked even worse after you got the mud off them. Talk about that a little bit. Their feet had been let go, really, for quite a while.
Right. Well, actually, we don't even have them all cleaned up yet, not even close. We're just right now building trust with the horses and getting them on a decent feeding schedule. And they are cleaning up as we go. We've built enough trust in them now that we can start grooming down their legs and stuff, where before we couldn't even touch their legs. Their feet are going to be trimmed Thursday. We've got our farriers coming. Our veterinarian will be here next Thursday to geld the two stallions. One of the ponies was a stallion, as well as the three-year-old. So he's going to do that. And then also we'll get them inoculated. We'll get tests done on them to make sure they don't have infectious anemia. We'll let him assess the horses and make his recommendations for their diet. The older mare, the red one that you referred to, we have had horses in worse shape than her before, and they've come back good and strong. So we're hoping we can work a miracle with her and bring her back too.
But the ponies in particular, their hooves have grown up and around and curled over the tops. They look right. Kind of like elf shoes. Now, can the farrier trim those all in one, all at once, or is he going to need to make a couple of trips to get those hooves back into condition?
Our experience with past, we haven't dealt with ponies, but we've had a horse that had feet similar to that, and our experience is that it's going to take a long time. To begin with, they're so used to flopping those things around that when you take off the main part of it, they're going to have to learn to adapt to walk all over again. So he'll take the worst part of it off and maybe trim a little bit on the rest of it, but it's going to be a process close to a year minimum of letting the whole hoof grow back out again in its natural state and keeping it trimmed up. So it'll be a continuing process for quite a while to get them straightened out, if they ever do straighten out.
You know, the Seeds of Hope Ranch is a place where abused and neglected horses can connect with kids in particular, some kids that have been through some hard times of their own, and they kind of help to heal one another. How long is it going to take before you can tell if the horses are going to be good candidates, perhaps, to stay at your ranch?
Right now, we're almost positive that most of them will stay here. We're not sure about the blind pony. We're not going to make any decisions until the horses are healthy, because a lot of times a horse's demeanor will change once they get some food in them and get some strength back, and they can go from being a gentle, docile horse like we've got right now to being pretty ornery. So, and we don't keep any horses here. We'll adopt them all if we feel they don't fit our program. But we've already had children with them, and, you know, you can see the apathy in the children's faces, but you can also see the happiness that they're going to be healed and as much as we can possibly do for them.
Well, Russ, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you, and what a wonderful thing you folks are doing out there.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and God bless.
Russ and Wendy Crook are the owners and founders of Seeds of Hope Ranch. They've taken in four horses and two ponies that were confiscated by the St. Louis County Sheriff's Department last week.